Thursday mornings, we check in with Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatou. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
A big win Tuesday night. The Sabres beat the New Jersey Devils 5-1 on home ice. They scored all five goals in the second period. A good sign with Jack Eichel missing his third straight game. The Sabres got contributions from up and down the lineup.
They certainly did in the second period. 14 different players had a point. It was pretty incredible to see that after some of the offensive struggles they had recently. And above all, the Sabres just, not only did they need a win, I think they needed a win like this. Kind of a dominating win where they just got contributions from everyone. And that was their best period in more than 9 years, which shows you how hard it is to score five goals in a period. I think the Sabres, throughout some of their recent losses, they'd been playing okay, but they just hadn't been finishing. They just hadn't been playing well enough to win. And they were doing a lot of the right things, and they finally got rewarded for it. And one of the things I liked about the win was they gave up a kind of a fluky goal off the skate less than 2 minutes into the game. And they just kept right at it. They didn't really flinch. And that was something they were doing in November when they were winning all those games. And they did that again on Tuesday night.
And we expect Jack to be back for the team's next game on Friday?
I would expect him to be back Friday. I think they've been very cautious with this, obviously. I think if this were the playoffs, he would probably be playing. But I would expect him back against the Carolina Hurricanes.
Well, two rookies scored their first NHL goals in that game, forward C.J. Smith and defenseman Lawrence Pilett. Pilett's been with the team for a few weeks now. Tell us more about C.J. Smith.
Well, C.J. Smith's an interesting youngster. He was undrafted out of UMass Lowell. Part of the deal of signing these college prospects is that the NHL team puts them with the big club right away. So they play a couple games at the end of the year, and C.J. Smith played a couple games at the end of the 16-17 season. And then we didn't really see him again for about a year and a half. But he was quietly one of Rochester's best players for a year and a half. He was an AHL All-Star last year, I believe. He kept getting better. But I think he got lost in the shuffle a bit. There's other prospects down there, Alexander Nylander, Victor Olofsson, just a lot of guys that were either high draft picks or came with a little more hype. But he's here now, and I think if he keeps playing like he played on Tuesday, he could be here to stay. He's quick. He has a great shot. I think he has the right attitude for a kid. And he's earned this promotion. He was terrific in Rochester last year. He was terrific this year. And I really think he's been overlooked a bit.
Well, we've now passed the halfway point of the season. If the season ended today, the Sabres would be a playoff team. They're currently in the first wild card position among the top teams in the Atlantic Division. What will you be watching for in the second half?
Well, I'm just looking to see how they respond to the adversity down the stretch and playing meaningful games into the winter. Most of the guys have never experienced anything like this. This is kind of their first foray into a playoff race. And I think so far they've struggled a little bit. They've done okay. They've hung on to their spot, but they've started to crack a little bit. I'm interested to see how they respond if they fall out of a playoff spot, which they have been close now recently. Or I'd like to see how they respond if they move back into one of the top playoff spots in the division. I'm interested to see if they add to this team at the deadline, and given how well they've played for these first 3 months, I think they would be buyers at the deadline. I'm interested to see how they react to a new addition or two. But this is fun. Buffalo hasn't experienced this in 7, 8, 9 years, a season like this. And yes, there's some disappointment that they've fallen back a bit, but this is, if you had asked anyone a few months ago, would you take them in the first wild card spot? I think everyone would have said yes.
Sabres are in Carolina for a game of the Hurricanes tomorrow night. That will be a homecoming for former Cane Jeff Skinner.
And Jeff Skinner scored another goal Tuesday. He is 29 now. He's about to become the Sabres' first 30-goal scorer since Jason Pominville in 2011-12. And he's been the steal of the NHL in the last year, in my opinion. I mean, for what they got him for in August, for a prospect and some draft picks, I mean, it's really amazing now. And he's still on that 50-goal pace. A lot of people thought he would cool off, and maybe he has a tiny bit, but here we are. It's January, and he might be the Sabres' first 50-goal scorer in 25 years. And it's hard to believe he didn't get a berth in the All-Star game. I know he still can through that online voting, but when you're having a season like that, second overall in goals, leads in even strength goals, you should be in the NHL All-Star game. And I think he's just been terrific this year. And you point to Jack Eichel as the team's MVP, but I would also put Jeff Skinner in that category.
Thanks, Bill. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Omar.